Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're discussing a fascinating new study that tackles G quadruplexes, unique structures in DNA that have garnered immense interest due to their potential roles in regulating fundamental biological processes. These structures aren't just laboratory curiosities. They play crucial roles in transcription, replication, telomere maintenance, and even genomic stability. Researchers have now compiled a comprehensive annotation of these G quadruplexes across a broad range of organisms, from bacteria to plants to humans, in a project aptly named Quadrupia. Quadrupia has become the largest and most detailed database of putative G quadruplex sequences to date, encompassing an impressive 108,534 reference genomes. Within these genomes, the researchers identified over 140 million G quadruplexes. This staggering volume of data allows scientists to explore the G quadruplex structures across various branches of the evolutionary tree, providing insights into how these structures might contribute to organismal evolution. So, how did the researchers accomplish this? They employed two primary methods to detect G quadruplexes: a regex-based algorithm and a state-of-the-art tool known as G4 Hunter. By scanning these genome databases, they identified an average of around 1,000 G quadruplexes in each genome. They also validated their predictions through experimental methods like circular dichroism spectroscopy and UV melting analysis, confirming that the majority of the observed structures are indeed capable of forming stable G quadruplexes. But what exactly are G quadruplexes? Simply put, they are formed by the stacking of guanine-rich nucleotide sequences into square-shaped structures. This unique formation, known as a G quartet, is stabilized by hydrogen bonding and can influence numerous biological functions, including gene regulation and DNA replication. Now, let's talk about some key findings from this study. The researchers observed notable variations in G quadruplex density across species and taxonomic groups. For instance, they found that bacterial genomes, which often possess a single replication origin, show a preference for G quadruplexes in the leading orientation of their DNA strands. This finding suggests that G quadruplexes may play a significant role during replication in different organisms. One especially interesting observation was the enrichment of G quadruplexes at transcription start sites and splice sites in eukaryotic organisms. This implicates them further in the regulation of gene expression and splicing mechanisms, pointing to their multifaceted roles in genetics. Moreover, the data revealed how G quadruplexes significantly differ between domains of life, bacteria, archaea, eukaryotes, and viruses, highlighting the evolutionary implications of these structures. However, as with any scientific study, it's important to recognize both the strengths and weaknesses of this research. On the positive side, the Quadrupia database is a remarkable resource for researchers, and its validation methods provide a solid foundation for the findings. Additionally, the meticulous detailing of the methodologies promotes reproducibility, making it easier for others in the field to replicate studies using this database. Yet, some critiques highlighted areas for improvement. While the study is comprehensive, the sheer volume of data could be overwhelming for some users. A more user-friendly interface or enhanced visualization tools within the database might enhance the accessibility of its findings. Furthermore, though the statistical analyses were well executed, the presentation of results would benefit from clearer graphical representations to convey the findings more effectively. In conclusion, Quadrupia stands as a significant contribution to the scientific understanding of G quadruplexes and their functions. This work not only fills an important gap in the existing literature but also opens the door to many future research opportunities. By facilitating further exploration of G quadruplexes, researchers can delve into their roles across diverse organisms and elucidate their impact on genomic stability and regulation. That's all for today. If you're captivated by this topic or have questions about G quadruplexes, feel free to reach out. Remember, understanding the quirks of our DNA not only enhances our knowledge of biology but also deepens our appreciation of the complexities of life itself. Until next time, keep wondering and exploring. And that's the end of today's episode of SciBud. Thank you for joining us on this journey into the world of bioimaging and genetic structures. Don't forget to subscribe for more exciting science news.